It's Monday, August 10th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The Allen County prosecutor will not charge anyone in connection with the May 13th death of Anita Ann Grayson inside a Fort Wayne Tim Hortons restaurant. A federal court blocked the state's investigation of an Indiana immigrant support organization. And Governor Mike Braun quickly appointed a replacement for the state's Utility Regulatory Commission after firing Andy Zay. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Last week, Governor Mike Braun fired Andy Zay from the state's Utility Regulatory Commission. WFYI's Zach Castle reports the governor quickly appointed a replacement.
Zay was fired for alleged violations of state policy. He also voted to approve a rate increase for AES Indiana, which Braun denounced. Braun's pick to replace him is Republican Josh Bain, an Indianapolis City County Council member from Canby. He oversees government affairs for the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. A nominating committee met and selected three options for Braun from a candidate pool. Bain previously worked for the Center for Energy Education. His appointment is effective immediately, according to the governor's office. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
NIPSCO spent $116.7 million from January through March to comply with Trump administration orders forcing the operation of two Jasper County coal units scheduled for retirement at the end of last year. According to the Indiana Capital Chronicle, coal units at the R.M. Schaefer Generating Station in Wheatfield earned $33.5 million in coal-generated electricity sale revenue over that period, according to a Tuesday filing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. NIPSCO is asking federal regulators to let it collect $38 million in quarterly costs from customers in the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator's 15-state footprint, which includes Indiana. The figure includes $2.8 million in profits for the utility company. Also this week, state regulators dealt NIPSCO a blow when they rejected the utility's $741 million five-year plan for natural gas transmission, distribution, and storage infrastructure improvements and charges. In a scathing 3-0 denial issued Wednesday, the IURC said that NIPSCO failed to provide sufficient evidence for the commission to determine that each proposed eligible improvement is cost-justified. The Allen County prosecutor will not charge anyone in connection with the May 13th death of Anita Ann Grayson inside a Fort Wayne Tim Hortons restaurant. WBOI's Rebecca Green has more.
The 75-year-old Grayson died at an area hospital after a fight with a Tim Hortons employee. Video of the altercation between Grayson and the younger woman went viral, and many in the community demanded someone face charges. But in a 31-page document outlining the decision, investigators said they found that Grayson escalated the situation. They found that the employee was justified in her use of force, both as an act of self-defense and in defense of the minor employee who had been initially confronted by Grayson. The Allen County coroner attributed the cause of Grayson's death to acute exacerbation of congestive heart failure. The manner of her death was undetermined. In a statement Friday, officials at the prosecutor's office said, quote, "This is a heartbreaking situation for everyone involved, and especially for Miss Grayson's family," end quote. For WBOI News, I'm Rebecca Green.
To read the prosecutor's document, visit wboi.org/news. This week, a federal court blocked the state's investigation of an Indiana immigrant support organization. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports.
Attorney General Todd Rokita sent Exodus Refugee Immigration a civil investigation demand last September. It sought information from Exodus about its clients, partners, and donors through claims of potential labor trafficking and interference with immigration and customs enforcement. The ACLU of Indiana provided Exodus with legal representation and argued the Attorney General's investigation violates the organization's First Amendment rights. The new ruling protects Exodus from having to comply with the investigation while the lawsuit continues in court. Exodus CEO Cole Varga says he's happy with the decision.
There haven't been a whole lot of wins in immigration in the last year and a half, so this felt especially good.
The Attorney General can appeal the ruling, and the office says it is reviewing its options. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
And now, a look at the events of the week. If you need a night out with the girls, then downtown Fort Wayne Ladies Night Out is the place to be on August 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Hop on the free shuttle and make your way to some of your favorite downtown boutiques, and then keep the night going with dinner and drinks at the Fairfields After Party from 7 to 10 p.m. If you're an art lover, make plans to visit the Fort Wayne Museum of Art on August 13th at 5:30 p.m. for Second Thursdays and Fixed in Motion, Sculpture and Prints of Albert Paley. Tour the glass and steel sculptures with curator Britt Miko and enjoy free admission, light appetizers, and a cash bar. If you're craving something a little more pickly, then head to Old Crown on August 14th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a pickle lips, featuring a special menu from Brava's, food trucks, art vendors, games, and even a pickle-themed costume contest. If you're looking to thrift and save while supporting local nonprofits, then the Fort Wayne Nonprofit Thrift Trail is calling your name August 14th and 15th. You'll get 30% off at each participating store, plus a scavenger hunt to make your shopping adventure even more fun. If tattoos, art, and live entertainment are more your speed, Tattoo Fest Fort Wayne takes over the Grand Wayne Convention Center August 14th through 16th. Meet more than 200 tattoo artists from around the world, book a session, or grab a walk-up appointment, shop unique merch, and watch live tattoo contests throughout the weekend. If you want to get outside and enjoy one of Fort Wayne's biggest block parties, then make your way to Open Streets on Calhoun on August 16th from noon to 4 p.m. More than 20 blocks will be filled with food trucks, vendors, and live music. And finally, if you're looking for a laid-back way to wrap up the weekend, head to Krieger Park on Sunday, August 16th for Heartland Sings Summer Season. Enjoy throwback hits and Voices of America performed live, and grab a cone from O5 Scoop Shop as you settle in for a summer night with family and friends. More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. A long-standing Indiana reentry program will be able to help employ more formerly incarcerated people. A new train ride, 48 original food and drink choices, tortoise feeding, and a mullet competition are all new offerings at this year's Indiana State Fair. And if you take a look and a listen around you, the local music scene is exploding. WBOI's Julia Meek spoke with Visit Fort Wayne's Jessa Campbell about how we can capture, share, and grow it. That's Who and What for Monday, August 10th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.